It's a beautiful morning.
And I don't know about you, but I am smiling because I like the sun, and here in the Pacific Northwest, we're going to get some this weekend. No snow. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, and with me is Cliff Mass from the University of Washington. We're going to look at some highlights of the weather year 2013 in a moment. But first, Cliff, the forecast, I guess it's pretty boring from your perspective.
Well, we had a deluge Thursday night where some places got a third to three quarters of an inch of rain. So that was pretty respectable. But I hate to say it, nothing's going to happen for the next 3 days or so. The trough associated with a strong front moved through, so we had the heavy rain, but it's clearing rapidly now. The precipitation is dissipating as we speak. And so Friday, today, is going to be a relatively dry day, and there's going to be no rain, no snow, no nothing on Saturday and Sunday. In fact, shocking, we're going to have sun. There's going to be a ridge over us. We could develop offshore flow, and so there might be a little bit of morning cloudiness, but I expect to see sun on both Saturday and Sunday, late morning afternoons, no doubt about it. And then, amazingly, next week, we have the ridge moving inland a little bit. The storms start coming in, but they'll be very, very weak. A few weak fronts will come in maybe Monday night, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So again, we're in the same pattern we've seen for the last third of 2013. This ridge over the eastern Pacific, and either we're dry or we get these very weak weather systems.
So it's a bummer for people who were hoping to be skiing at this time or snowshoeing, but actually, it's kind of nice not to have all that snow to deal with from my perspective.
Well, certainly no snow in the lowlands. Now, we did have a little bit of a refresh on the mountains last night, roughly 2-3 inches in Snoqualmie Pass, 6-9 inches at Stevens, and a little bit more up at Baker. So, there was some snow in the mountains, but it's not enough to change the story in any radical way.
So what about 2013 as a weather year? We learned earlier this year that it's a neutral year. That was the long-term forecast. But how is it stacked up just historically?
Well, let's talk precipitation. We were dry. The normal precipitation here is about 37.5 inches. We had about 32.5, so 5 inches down. Temperature wasn't remarkable. We had 2 days getting to 93 degrees. Boy, that's warm, but no real heat wave at all. And the lowest temperature happened in December, got to 19 degrees. So that's our range. So temperatures really were not extraordinarily different than normal. Now, precipitation is probably the big story. We were dry for the year, but we had some interesting other details. The fall was quite dry. Much of the fall was about half the normal rainfall. July was the driest July in Seattle history for a number of local stations in the Puget Sound area.
I forgot about that. That's right.
Had the driest July. But the contrast is amazing. September, on the other hand, was the wettest September in history. So, it was an amazingly abrupt change from real drought into heavy precipitation in September.
That's right. It took us by surprise when we were out running and such.
Oh, I know. But it doesn't end there. In terms of the total snowfall, it was way below normal. We had a trace of snow in January, and we had about an inch in December. Now, we should be averaging much more than that, 8-9 inches. So we're way below normal in snow. In terms of storms, we didn't have too much action. The biggest windstorm this fall was in early November. You may have remembered a few 100,000 people lost their power, and it got breezy. But no really big windstorm like the Inauguration Day storm or the Hanukkah Eve storm. Nothing like that.
But we did have a tornado in Puyallup, right?
Right. We did have two tornadoes and a few water spouts. But, that's not unusual. We average about 2 tornadoes. And these are weak tornadoes in an average year.
What about the Haboob in eastern Washington?
Right. Now, eastern Washington had some thunderstorm convection lightning action. We had the Haboob, this dust storm that spread out. That was kind of fun. But even more serious, back in August, September, you remember there was a lot of lightning. And particularly on the eastern slopes of the Cascades, there were a few major storms that moved up the eastern slopes, and they caused extraordinarily heavy precipitation. I mean, there was landslides, and even some of the roads got closed. You know, the State Route 20 closed due to mudslides, and that was due to the heavy precipitation from those lightning thunderstorms.
So how would you sum up 2013 again, Cliff?
Well, it was a kind of a boring year, nothing really extraordinary. I wish we had a more exciting year coming up. Next year looks like it's going to be another neutral year, so we really don't know. But the key feature weather-wise, especially the second half of the year, was this ridge over the eastern Pacific that persisted and held in, and it shows no sign of letting up right now.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.